begin the current daf, Masech this Yuma daf Lama daf, begin Lama daf, begin the Masech, begin with the Gemara, Ha'ayla, when it says the Ayla, Ayla Rishayna, first to the first Ayla, says Taisa Tame, it's a wonder. Lama Likra, why do you need a Pasik to teach that there should be nothing before Tomat Shal Shachar? Typically, it should be sufficient from a different Pasik when it says Momimel Vad, Ayla Sabaykh Shal Ayla Satomid. Besides, for the morning oila, which is the daily oila, then after learning the parakalat of the gemara, from the pay test, and after learns out from over there that the tumid comes before the masafin, because it says mavado lasabayker. Sounds like that really did the oila sabayker before the masafin. Which from there we learn now kalat the mechaver, kalat mechaver, wherever it's more consistent, comes before the other type of thing. So I know that it has to be the first thing from that source. Pachitim may begin to say, no, da'ulu masafin. That from Milvad, that's teaching you it comes before the Musaf, as the context of the Pasuk over there. Vahai, over here, from Ha'ilas, Lindraman Davis, it comes before the Draman Davis too. And Vitzrichi, yes, and you would need both Limudim, the Musaf and Kabul Lemizman. Because on the one hand, Musaf has a set time. When the Draman Davis, Shrichi B'chol Yam, whereas the Draman Davis are more common because you bring it every single day. So each one is having a different point that you would have to say, that in spite of that, even though that's kavu, that's so much every single day, still that the Kavu Tamat Shoshaka comes before it. And Vahod, Beperkat Chelis, and this, that in the Gemara Menachs, the Testament of Mais Lekra, the Ha'ilam, that the Gemara actually brings this pasuk of Ha'ilam. And which is Letmidin, Koidmin L'Masafin, it brings over here, our pasuk of Ha'ilam. Fatamika Masafin, wait a second, but aren't we saying that the Mavad is what you learn Masafin and Ha'ila is only in Dhamma Davis? The come where the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Haditnan, what's this case, Toma, where we said in the Mishnah to me in Ma'akma Masafin that the Kamar Toma is not Ma'akim the Musaf. Even if you don't bring the Toma, the Musaf is still going to be valid. Elim and Isla, even Toma, where you have both and you're saying the order is not Ma'akim and it's Vulkadm is regarding which one goes first, how could you say that's not true? But I'm learning the Bryce Ha'ila Bukhu that the first thing that's supposed to be brought is the Talmud, and you see that even regarding to the Musaf, we are bringing Ha'ila, that refutes the answer we're trying to give, that, oh, one's telling you regarding Musaf, one's telling you Dhamma Dabbas, but the Pasuk that you're saying allegedly is from the Dhamma Dabbas, which are Pasuk Ha'ila, you see the Gemara elsewhere, and Menachas has used it for that of Musafin. So again, why do you need both Sukkim for? But Kasha Tvei, more of a Tais has a bigger difficulty. It says, the Besed Perk are good like Hama. Gemara Baba Kamadav Kofirav Menach, Darish Menachsev, the Gemara expounds from the Pasuk Ha'midbar. Malvad El HaKippurim. Besides for that, when this is talking about someone steals from a ger, and regarding his responsibilities, he has to bring back the monies, and he has to bring a carbon ashram. So it says, besides for the ashram that he has to bring to the Mizbeach as an atonement, which the word malvad sounds like, that, oh, that's besides for the ashram that he had to already sacrifice, which is machal de kesa bereisha. The inference is that, oh, that the monies were already brought. That's how the Gemara learns up that you see from the word, a milvad. That's the case. The word milvad makes it sound like that, no, meaning milvad, you didn't bring that yet, and that the money is actually brought before it. So what do you do without pasuk milvad? Besides what lasabayke, machal, that sounds like the way you're interpreting over there in Baba Kama, the Masaf and Bereisha. That milvad lasabayke, which sounds like besides lasabayke, which wasn't brought yet. So you're making it sound like that Muslim comes beforehand. How can you say that? And again, it brings that pasuk of ha'ayla in actually proving in Mavad El Zabayker that again from Masafin. But I thought you told me that one pasuk is for one pasuk for another one. What do you mean? The Gemara should ask over there from the Mishnah, the Chal Tadr, from Zachar of Pei Tzemet Aleph. The Adrab, to the contrary, the Mavad Gufay Dashi Nefcha. What do you mean? Forget about asking from ha'ayla. You should ask from Mavad itself. That you see, we expound the opposite, that it, that the Talmud was that the Talmud was already brought. And not that it's after that. So that's a difficulty. More of it says, Yosef can't say the answer that no, you can't learn out from Mavad that the Talmud comes before everything. Because the Itzuk Mavad, Letzibur She'elam Tmid Musafin, like the Echenem. What does Mavad come to teach us? For a Tzibur that doesn't have enough for both the Talmud and Musafin, only has enough for one of them. That's where it says within Zochem that, okay, whichever is more Tadr, that's when it's going to come first. But when you have both, we wouldn't have known necessarily which comes first, if not for the pasuk telling us ha'ayla. And that's what the Gemara Menachas, that's also talking about over there, that you have enough for both of them. And the Baba Kama is also talking about where he's bringing both the kesef and the asham. That's what we learn from ha'ayla. So maybe that's what you need ha'ayla for, which is coming to answer Tais' original question. So Tais, no, you can't say that. Because the Masnit and the Chalat Tadr, because the Mishnah, but then Chalat Tadr, Ari Kol El Kadim, can't say that That was talking about when you only have one, and Ha'il is telling you when you want to say which one comes first. Not true, because the whole Gemara over there is actually talking about which one comes first. The Dam Chatz is coming to Dam Oilu. They're talking about Dam. Similar to the other cases over there regarding Dam Chatz and Dam Oilu, which one comes first, and you bring you both. So you can't say that day was talking about when you only have one and not both. More of a says, you also can't go ahead and try to answer this question about why do you need both Pesukim for Oila and Movad by saying, you're right. One just teaching us that initially it should be first, and one saying that if you don't, it's going to be Ma'akiv. Can't say that because the Kubalek, it's not true, it's not Ma'akiv. The Gemara says explicitly Menachos, Tafim Testament Aleph, that we do the Muslim before the Talmud, it's not going to be Ma'akiv. So again, we're back to the question, what do you need both Pesukim for? So says, what you can say is as follows. The ha'ila is showing this halacha that was saying that ha'ila of the carbon tamid means that's the first one is like tamid daktara. It's telling us when you're burning the limbs, that that's before all the other burnings because the carbon daktara actually the pasuk is talking about regarding burning. The carbon malvad like damas shkita and the pasuk of malvad is going about which one you do regarding the slaughtering. Shatasas ha'ila regarding this that you do these is referring to asiyas damari, which is a shkita, which is regarding the blood, not regarding the burnings. So that's what both psukim are for. One's regarding the dam, one's regarding Ibarm. And so it says, "Hashem nicha the meisim pekat ches." Now we can understand the gemara over there in our trelis and manaches mihaoila when it's bringing from haoila lashmina b'haktara. That's regarding the burning. The light not pekat other. The tamid kaidin that we didn't teach in zvachim that the tamid is first. So that was only regarding the dam, and we never taught you regarding the Ibarm. Inami another approach says taisis. The reason why manaches the gemara brings the pasuk of haoila. Because the questioner entertained that it is ma'akiv. Therefore, he asked specifically from the brayse of a'ila, why? The wording of this should be nothing before mashmet feiku, but that sounds like, a wording of like, yeah, that's going to be integral. That's more milush from the masnitin than the mishnah of the cholataida, which it just says that's going to come before the mizafin. Different as from there. Because again, it was on the point of ikuva. It also makes sense why in Baba Kamam it doesn't bring Mahidah Chol HaTadr to prove al Mavad like it brought him to Le'avik as a Bereisha to say, no, you can't say Mavad. I mean, say that it wasn't brought yet. And actually, the money is first. Why didn't it bring that from Agaz L'Kama? Because maybe you could say, Lo'ilim Kesa Bereisha, V'hada Ayal, that first the money is, and then comes that of the ram. Because Mavad doesn't necessarily mean that it was ready beforehand. And rather you'll say, no, the money's first, and then the ram, then the asham, because that's the order as it's written in the Torah. But in Perikol HaTadr, there, it's talking about by the doing of the blood. There, the dam of the tam is actually said before the dam of the besafin. So therefore that's what the pasuk is saying. Besides for the morning oil, you already did the zadam. Then you do these, meaning the blood of the besafin. That's why we said that it means that it was already first. Avalak Tara, but regarding the burning of the karbanis of the Masafin, the Chsidmik Mekar Mavad, actually is before the Pasuk Mavad. Tehei Kaidim Tamin, I would say comes before the Tamin. The Kuli Kroi the Kamei, because all the Pasuk beforehand, back to Tamish, they're talking about regarding the burning. The Chsidmik, it says the Pasuk Mavad, each of the Chayach, it says that it's a fire offering that's pleasing aroma for God. That's why I have to bring Ha'ayla, the Filmak Tara Tamin Kaidim, because we're talking specifically regarding the burning, that even regarding the burning, the Tamin's first. Although the burning of Mesafin is written first, even so, the Tamid is going to be first because of Ha'ila. So here also you say the same thing. The Kesek Sibirish, although the money of the Gezla gave is written first, the ram of the atonement is going to be first. As we see from over there, that ultimately Movad means to say that this is the one that was already brought first, but I only know it through Ha'ila. It says, "Tais miu tema." However, it's a wonder, because lamli krado oila udmavad. Why do we need both pesukim? Like we're trying to hand flesh to tell you that's meaning for musaf and that the tamid comes before the tamid musiv, and we're saying it's for the dam and for the akhtarim. Tebile the bit meaning sib baboyker musaf and sib bayim. I can tell you a different source, but the tamid says baboyker, which means early in the morning. Musaf and says bayim, which means later in the day. Then if we yuktam davish nem baboyker, the davish nem bayim, we're going to do something sib baboyker before the tamid says bayim. But I mean, Nami, and we also say Masaf and Bishesh. We bring the Kabbalah in the sixth hour of the day, but Azin and Baik is not the morning, so of course you have to do it coming first. So it says, Yishim, what you can say is no. The Elab Kredo Oilo, if not the Pazik about Oilo, Hayinim Achan Akhtaras had Taman Adach Akhtaras Masaf. Actually, we do the burning of the limbs of the Taman after the burning of the limbs of Musaf. The best one, like it sounds like Mikbab Babakam, the Kuvi Alam Nav, Minachsil Movad. And the fact that it says Movad, like we explained, where we would have thought to say that that's the order of the parasha, like we have over there by the Eilo Oshem, and the bringing of the Musaf is written before that of the Kamar Talmud. And B'tasa B'Baker, Ayat says B'Baker, I'm like, Mila, B'Baker is Dam. We would have said that's talking about the service of the Dam, because by Torah doesn't say B'Baker. And therefore, we needed to have Ho'ela. Now, but Kosh Adam, it says this is still difficult. Kimna Seva Ho'ela, Lafukim HaHisvaras. Okay, so that's why Ho'ela is coming to tell us to preclude from this logic to say that the burning of the Muslim should come before the burning of the Kamar Talmud. So then, why do you need the Pazim Mavad? Lashmin to tell me the Talmud Koidem is Lamasafin, but it's Dam that regarding the Dam, the Talmud also is before the Masafin. Typically, I'm going to say the Talmud Masafin again. It's sufficient for, because the Dam already says Babaker. And that it does say Babaker by the Dam. And that would be before the Masafin, which is only by Yoyim, which is later on. So that says you're right, but nearly it seems to me the Itzrak Mavad, the reason why you need Mavad, is Lamigma Ba'almas, to learn in general. Not from over here, because you're right. But from here, you know from a Baker. But it's coming to teach in general. The B'chol Mokim, that everywhere we have Tadr, B'shein, Tadr, that you have something that's consistent, and it's not so consistent, Tadr, the more consistent comes first. Because the might time, because of Asher Lo'el HaSadim, why does it say, when this is Mavad Lo'el HaSadim, it says the next word, Asher Lo'el HaSadim, which is for the daily sacrifice. Pshita HaSadim, we know that the morning sacrifice is the daily sacrifice. You don't need to say those words. The time of Kayov, Kral, and they'll say, no, it's because the Pasuk is telling you the reasoning. My time, I'm Elohim of Adol, Ezebek, you take them, what's the reason that would tell you? And besides the Oyla, the morning Oyla, that it comes first, love Fisha Oyla, it's something called daily sacrifice, and that is teaching you, whatever is consistent, is Kayim, Dabash, and Tadr, it's before them, it's not so consistent. So it's something like from the Gemara, but then Perak, Tadr, the Gemara, Mahach, Mahach, Dukta, this is where we learn our source, everywhere else, the Tani, we will learn, Kal, Tadr, Mechaber, Kayim, Mechul, whatever is more consistent, comes before the other one, Aj, until, Shadem, because it says, Movad, which teaches the Lach, and this is where we know it from, you're right. But for actually, for the source of Talmud itself, I actually wouldn't need it. It's just to teach you Ba'alma. Kitchen like says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Ha'ayla, Ayla, Rishayna. When it says Ha'ayla, means the first Ayla. So it says, Yeshma Parfum, those who want to explain, not like Rashi that it says from the extra word Ha'ayla, rather it's from the Hey of Ha'ayla, which is teaching you that it's the significant one, which is the first one. She, Ayla, Satamach, Shaksuba, Rishayna, L'chol Kaban, Nesma, Pasha, Penchas, it's the first Ayla. Of the which is the Eilas Atamid, which is written in the Parshas Pinchas. That's how we know it's referring to the first one. It's the first one to be written in the Parsha. Or you know, another person could take Sabah, he holds Eilas Shekriv of the Sinai from the Har Sinai. We're talking about the first carbon they ever brought in history. That's what the Ovitz brought before Har Sinai, which was Eilas Atamid Havi, which was a carbon tamid of an Eila. Because Rishon L'chol Carbon Zibah, that was the first of all the carbon Zibah. Which Tzitz points out, and that is a plukti in Perikam and the Chagigi, that's Machlik, the first Machlik, the Vav Manav, the Eilas Atamid Havi. There is such an opinion holds with Eilas Atamid. Because Mandamo Eilas Riyah, but there's another Mandamo holds that it actually was not Eilas Tamid. It was that which, like when you bring the Shalosh Regalim, that's what they brought by that first Shavuos, Har Sinai, they brought Eilas Riyah. Tzitz says, Master Tabrin Ruz Gemara, and regarding the order of Abaya's Masad HaMarocha, Chavitin L'Sachan. Chavitin comes before Nesachan. How do we know that? Because Shum Mincha. Because ultimately, Chavitin is a time of a Mincha, and that comes before Nesachan. So it says, Hadla come a time of wine. You say the reason that Chavitin comes before Nesachan, Mishum the Chavitin Kisim Machzis Babaker. It says half it is in Babaker. Babaker means early. So it says, Mishum the Nesachan Kisim Nam Babaker, because Nesachan Moses Babaker, Kim Mechaz Babaker, Uchaniskai, which the Chaniska is going on the Baker, and therefore that wouldn't have been a Raya that Chavitin is before Nesachan. The next says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Nesachim, Masachim. How do you know that Nesachim come before the Masachim? Because it says, Zabach and Nesachim, a carbon ends Nesachim, which nothing else of another carbon should come before the Nesachim of a carbon. So it says, Timothy, it's a wonder to me. Am I looking at a time of why didn't the Gemara say the reasoning is because Yukatam Nebuchadnezzar, Babaika, you should have something that says Babaika come first, Nebuchadnezzar, Babayam, regarding something else, which is the Masachim, which is Bayoim. And since there's a Balavachi, because anyways, besides the fact, it's a Krala Zabach and Nesachim, you really need that, what the Gemara brings as the source of Zabach and Nesachim. The drasha achriti for a different drasha. Perakat ha'idah versus the Gemara brings him nachas davayin says manav. Ein on the sochem miskachim. The libation does not become sanctified. El b'shchit does the zevach only through the slaughtering of the carbon. Not like it says in the pasuk zevach on the sochem. So it's from there that we're learning out this halacha, which is from this pasuk. So the pasuk actually uses something else anywhere. So it says nearly the itzuk lemelech ma'ikra. No, we needed to learn out from this pasuk, and not from the fact that like we said b'brikim b'yem. Why? Because Eliyashiv Eisai. Because we have to resolve this halacha of the sochem being before the sochem. A filamandama bezichim come mesavin. Even according to mandama holds that the spoonfuls of frankincense were sacrificed before the mesavin, which is an avagav the halachikzim bayim. Although by mesavin it says only one time bayim, halachikzim tre bayim and bezichim says two times bayim, which amadulei mashmalei bayim lach. Obviously that mandama does not hold that the word bayim is coming to make it later, because if it did, then bezichim cannot be before the mesavin because it says two times bayim, which should make it even later than mesavin. Ah, so then you can't say the proof from bayim versus babaker. Because Bayim doesn't necessarily mean later, Lochem Eisekor, the Zechon Zechon, that's why you had to bring Pazim Zechon, and you would not have known it from the conscience of Babaker and Bayim. Because Bayam, according to that Mandama, does not necessarily mean, it means it should be later. So it says, in Lashon, don't ask. Now, how do you know the flower offering is before the Nesachim? Because, like the Gemara brought the pasuk of Oila Mincha, which the Mincha comes right after the Oila, like the Gemara just brought Zevach and Nesachim, that Zevach, right after the Zevach comes the Nesachim. This is not the Holy Kasha call, it's not difficult at all. Because throughout the Torah, we find the Mincha always being written first in the Nesachim. And actually, but who called Gufe? In this pasuk itself, Ksib Mincha Bereshit has the Mincha first. It says Oila Mincha, Zevach and Nesachim. And therefore, obviously, that the Mincha is going to be before the Nesachim. Next says Master begins with the Gemara Loilim Rabbani. Truth is, it's going with Rabbanan, but again, we weren't saying the exact order. We're just contrasting regarding that of the Dam and the Ivam of the Kram and Tam. Says Taisus, why do you say Loilim Rabbanan here? Which Rashi says, yeah, we just might as well choose Rabbanan. How do they come and why? But why didn't we say? Says Taisus, Ibayisim Rabbanan, Ibayisim Abishal. That it could be either one. Ube Sidla Kamar. We're just not talking about the order. Why saying Loilim Rabbanan? Says Taisus, someone can say is Mishum Duration like Abishal. No, it's not true. The beginning of the Mishnah. Earlier Mishnah is obviously not like Abishal in the order, because the Ketanim, the Mishnah teaches Ben Nichnas Lahak the Gitaris, he would then come in to do the Gitaris, and then Lehet to Maneris, and then only subsequently come to do the Neris, which is like Abishal holds the Tabas and Neris before the, he holds it before the Gitaris, and he sees the Gitaris before the Tabas and Neris, because I'm very common, like the Gemara says already in the first paragraph of the Dalman Beis, that obviously not like Abishal, so they're going to say for here also, we're going to say, it's not like Abishal, and then the Gemara says, La'olam. Rabbani, although it's not integral over here, but it's anyways, we see it like Rabbani, not like Abishal.